For over 50 years, the Bilderberg Group constructed the European Union by stealth under the guise of trade deals. Now the elite are using the same secretive program to complete the North American Union. But this time, superstate integration is on the extreme fast track. International agreements like NAFTA, GATT, and APEC were just stepping stones in the formation of the NAU. The North American Union was officially born at Baylor University in Waco, Texas, on March 23, 2005. The leaders of the United States, Mexico, and Canada told the press that they were only meeting to discuss trade. It soon leaked that a secret meeting had been held during the Security and Prosperity Trilateral Summit. The three governments had refused to release the secret agreement to the people. In September of 2006, their treasonous operation was blown wide open. From September 12th to September 14th in Banff, Canada, hundreds of elected and appointed government leaders from Canada, Mexico, and the United States met in secret. On the last day of the conference, someone inside the secret North American Union Forum leaked the agenda. The front pages of newspapers across Canada carried the story. The Judicial Watch Foundation submitted Freedom of Information Act requests to obtain the full agenda and minutes of the secret assembly. Many federal agencies refused, citing national security. The foundation finally succeeded and did receive thousands of pages of documents. The documents marked unclassified are the blueprints of a shadow government ruling by bureaucratic and executive fiat. The pages chronicle an already operating North American Union. Transportation, law enforcement, agriculture, regulation, banking, manufacturing, construction, education, immigration, and even the military are being merged with no input from the people or their elected representatives in Congress and Parliament. One of the first items on their agenda was to stress how important it was that their plan, quote, be carried out by stealth. The controllers also talked about exploiting the public's fears of climate change to push a continent-wide tax to fund the new government. Globalist tool Robert Pastor is incessantly paraded on the world stage as the man behind the North American merger. When he testified before Congress, he pushed the idea of a continental security perimeter that erases national boundaries and merges the security apparatus.
The best way to secure the United States today is not at our two borders with Mexico and Canada, but at the borders of North America as a whole.
In fact, the North American Command, based in Colorado Springs, Colorado, was clearly running the meeting in Canada. For the past decade, the Pentagon has been training with Mexican and Canadian forces and has openly discussed using them inside the United States for disasters and to quell domestic unrest. There are already over 100,000 non-U.S. citizens serving in the U.S. Armed Forces. The Pentagon is now expanding its recruiting centers in Mexico, the Philippines, and Eastern Europe. Big city police departments nationwide are lobbying to change laws so they can recruit non-citizens to join the police force. What we are witnessing is a Red Dawn scenario in slow motion. Tyrants throughout history have brought in foreigners to oppress their domestic populations. When their coup by stealth was exposed, the three governments went into damage control mode. The Security and Prosperity Partnership quickly staged a show summit that was held in Ottawa, Canada in February of 2007.
It is the only way that we can achieve security and prosperity for our people is through this cooperation. We actually occupy one physical space, North America. We've also had a chance as foreign ministers to talk about how we cooperate in the region and indeed in the world.
Protesters who were upset about losing their countries and freedoms were not tolerated.
A couple of weeks ago, an Al-Qaeda, supposed...
...whatsoever, the Security and Prosperity Partnership has been signed without any sort of parliamentary debate.
Globalist publications have been open with their frustration that the population has not bought their latest PR stunt. As integration inside the European and American unions accelerates, the superstates themselves are being merged. On April 30th, 2007, a summit was held at the White House. The Security and Prosperity Partnership's secretive approach had alarmed the public. So this time, President Bush, German Chancellor Merkel, and EU Commission President Barroso hid their treachery in plain sight.
Thank the Chancellor and Josie very much for the transatlantic economic integration plan.
And for that, too, we need to develop a common market, common standards.
So this is indeed a very important agreement, and an agreement that also brings with it a transatlantic economic council to be a permanent body with senior people on both sides of the Atlantic that will look at all those issues in a concrete manner, in which way we can make it move forward.
The BBC reported that the U.S. and EU had agreed on a single market. By announcing a new economic community integration, they were simply repeating what had been done in America and the EU on a larger scale. The accord states that the two blocs will aggressively push regulatory convergence in more than 35 areas, from financial services, intellectual property, military, education, mergers and acquisitions. They also agreed to jointly push a global carbon tax.
We recognize that we have a problem with greenhouse gases.
We agree there is a global threat, it's a serious threat. We agree there is the need to establish a limit to greenhouse gases.
We need to discuss the possible pricing of CO2. How can we translate this into a market economic compatible scheme?
We have agreed to establish a high-level group, a forum.
This EU-US result is translated into the G8, debated together with the outreach countries, China, South Africa, Brazil, among others, and India.
A global solution to a global problem.
If Bilderberg succeeds, America falls. All the victimized countries lose their sovereignty.
Bilderberg is not a person, it's not an idea, it's an ideal, a very powerful group of people working together. And from the positions of ultimate and absolute power, destroying every constitution on earth, no matter how powerful the constitution of the nation is. That's what these people do.
The African Union arose out of the African Economic Community, set up in the early 1980s. The African Union is financed by a consortium of international bodies, governments, and corporations. The African Union Army serves as an enforcement arm for the New World Order's exploitation of Africa. In Asia, APEC and ASEAN have announced plans to form the Asian Union. Consisting of Asian and Pacific nations, having more than 3 billion people within its borders.
APEC will become the Asian Pacific Union. And the world is to be divided into three great regions for the administrative convenience of the world government in which the UN is to evolve.
As the unions form individually, they are simultaneously merged to form the first planetary government.
They're trying to destroy every nation on earth which is trying to promote progress, because these people basically, they are landowners. They don't need progress because they control the land. If you take the most powerful man in London, the people who belong to the council and the committee of 300, who belong to the Bilderbergers, you know, the British royalty, the Guelphs, the black nobility of Venice and Genoa, these people, they're landowners. The New World Order is the old world order. I mean, it's just the names have changed, the appearances have changed, but the concept hasn't changed. The idea is still to bring the men back, kicking and screaming, back to the Middle Ages, post-industrial age world order.
One of the things that is very shocking to most Americans is the fact that the United Nations Global Biodiversity Assessment, which came out in 1995, clearly shows that in order to protect planet Earth, we have to go back to a feudal system. They actually said that in the document.
To craft a modern feudal society, the globalists are implementing a standardized North American Union ID card to track, trace, and control their serfs as they travel throughout the three regions of the NAU. Building on the massive displacement of humanity caused by globalization, the New World Order is rapidly constructing the physical infrastructure of the North American Union. The NAFTA superhighway control grid,